surprised you guys aren't meowing yet.
Meow, 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 meow.
With that being said, guys, welcome to the live from Porkfest 2014 edition of the Freedom Fiends.
Worms.
Very good to be here with you guys. So, how are you? You guys want to introduce yourselves, or?
Yes. Could you please first introduce yourself?
I'm Garrett Fox. You guys might have heard me on some other Saturday shows with the Freedom Fiends before, but you guys get to do all the late night, middle of the week shows too, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, I'm dedicated.
And what is your wrestling animal name?
Oh, I'm the Funky Fox.
G Fox, the Funky Fox.
And this is Diana Kyler, the Laughing Kitty. Meow, meow.
And this is Lusander Fiend, the Titanium Meerkat. I've taken a week and a half break from the failed state project of Detroit to come to the free state project of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. That was a long spiel.
So I guess this is an exciting moment for you guys. This is your first Pork Fest for the both of you?
This is.
Yes, definitely, and it's awesome.
All right, so what brought you to Pork Fest, Diana?
Just hearing everything that I heard about it, I had come to the Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, back in February.
Okay.
And I think I'd heard some about Pork Fest prior to that, but they did a really good job promoting Pork Fest at that time. And right then and there, I knew that I was going to come, definitely. And I'm so glad I did. It's awesome.
And so you've already been branded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got a wrist tattoo today from one of the, from a tattoo artist in Agoura Valley here, which is the free marketplace that we have here. And I also would like to add that I haven't spent any fiat. I've only spent Bitcoin and silver since I've been here. So, yeah, I did get a tattoo on my wrist, and it's a cute little porcupine. Yeah.
I've been spending all of my cash. I'm like, here, you guys just take this worthless paper money. I'm going to hold on to my Bitcoin and silver.
somebody the other night actually gave me a quarter that has an Obama sticker on it.
Oh, yes, Obama coin. That's
going to
be
the
next big
coin.
Thing.
That's right. I saw somebody with a sign up saying that.
That might wind up being like the $100 trillion bill of Zimbabwe.
Probably.
If there was any actual value attached to it, that'd be the case. So, and Lou, this is your first one, too.
Yes, it is. I had been thinking about coming last year, and I made up a bunch of excuses, and to be completely honest, it wasn't a great time for me to come out here. I would have loved to, but it just wasn't in the cards. And
sure.
This year, I said, I should probably think about going to Pork Fest. I made a bunch of excuses as to why I couldn't. And then Bill Buford asked me if I was coming out here. And incidentally, for those of you that didn't make it out to Pork Fest, you didn't see Bill Buford, he is reason enough to come to Pork Fest.
Absolutely.
And then when I found out that Michael Dean was actually leaving his house.
Right.
Not just leaving his house, but also leaving Casper, Wyoming.
It actually happened, yeah.
And he came out here, so it's like, oh my God, I will hold my manhood cheap if I don't go to Pork Fest. So,
and I guess we should mention that Michael has already left the building.
He should be boarding Airworm 1. He is being served peanuts, caviar, and sparkling apple cider, unmolested by the TSA. No waterboarding with Brando energy drink at Gitmo. It does have electrolytes, and that's what prisoners crave.
I heard you guys had a good time, what was that, Tuesday night, doing the nighttime fiend show.
Yes, it was rather interesting. Freedom Fiends getting noise complaints at Pork Fest since 2014.
They definitely had the speakers out the windows.
No, I don't think they did. We were just that loud.
So this was Tuesday night. This was before I got here, the noise complaints from the Fiends. Yeah, Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night was the night before you got here. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday night, I think you were part of the noise complaint.
Yes, I was. It was probably me, all me.
There was an unbroadcasted podcast that we were trying to do. And it was a little rough around the edges. And we kind of set up in the middle of the campground. And at 1:30, they're like, would you shut up?
That's a little late. Some people might be trying to sleep.
I know. I figured, hey, it's Pork Fest.
How'd the rain treat you guys?
Basically, my campsite has been a mud pit the whole time. Sure. I've been here, but my hippies brought over. everybody should have a couple hippies. And what's really good, if you have hippies, they'll find other hippies to come along and help out with stuff. But they brought this big lawn mat. It looks like a putting green.
Okay.
And they brought it over. And since I have the Assault Kitchen, they spray painted Assault Kitchen on it. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as extra bacon. And they also decorated some other stuff at my campsite because they're very artsy. And if they're around, art just appears. So if you turn your back, there might be something there. But anyway, they left a little sign on there. They wrote on paper towel, "Hippies did it." So that's a new Freedom Fiend slogan. It may wind up in the glossary. It may not. But hippies did it. And then they brought me some more carpeting for the mud bowl over there.
Now, speaking of the Assault Kitchen,
have you seen it yet?
I had the benefit of enjoying one of your steaks the other night.
Oh, yes.
That was delicious, by the way. That was the best I ate since I've been at Porkfest.
Well, thank you very much. But you've only been here like 2 days.
We got here Wednesday.
Okay. I'm glad you liked it. It was a pleasure to cook for my fellow fiends at Fiend Fest and finally meet all these people in real life. Up until now, they've just been double, ones and zeros, and now and now they've been 3D printed into real life figures.
Yeah, we actually do exist. We're not just images on a computer monitor.
My imaginary friends.
I'd like to go back to the bacon topic.
Oh, bacon.
The friend I came here with and I ran into a reporter from one of the Concord papers. I'm not sure which one, but I forgot which one. I'm sorry. But she mentioned, and this may actually end up in her article, that if she could describe Porkfest with a smell, it would be bacon.
That's the smell I woke up to this morning, as a matter of fact.
I smell like bacon, campfire, and hippies because the water's out. I can't take a shower.
You smell hippies even when there are no hippies around. Yeah. That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
Well, my hippies are clean hippies.
I'm kind of a hippie too.
So if Sergeant Dan Banning were to arrest him, he would say, "On your knees, you clean hippies, on your knees." And when I step out of here in a little while, I will be having a little bacon palooza event over at my campsite.
Uh-oh.
We will start with practice bacon, and once we get the practice bacon going and it's piled up and people are gobbling up on it, I'll probably throw on some scrambled eggs with bacon inside of there and maybe some other vegetables I have laying around, and we'll just, practice bacon will turn into main course bacon. And
well, I know bacon where I'm palooza. Headed after the show.
Yeah, come on over, because we'll probably be doing bacon for quite a while. And at this point, I think I have like 8 pounds left.
Okay. Well, I guess we better eat it.
Yeah. Well, my friends back home was worried that we weren't getting enough bacon intake.
You can never have too much bacon.
Yeah, that's a concern.
Now I'm hungry. All you've got me thinking about is going and having some bacon, but at least I got my little juice here. Thank you, sweetheart, for bringing that up to me.
My juice
from the juice caboose.
I like to make people hungry. That's my little earworm MK Ultra experiment. It's kind of like the Shiny Badges song. It gets in your head, and you're like, shiny badges and bacon, shiny bacon and badges.
Well, that could be an interesting new pin for Davi to make, just a piece of bacon.
Shiny bacon. Did you guys see the bacon pancakes that were being vended up in the campsite?
Bacon pancakes?
No. Yeah.
Wow.
How does that work?
Best of both worlds.
They cook off some bacon. I'm pretty sure they go all the way with cooking it, but they put lay it down on the griddle, and then they'll pour the batter on top of it, and it cooks right inside, and bacon pancakes.
Yeah, you're making me hungry again. We're going to have to change the subject here. I can't think about food anymore.
Have a donut.
Just doing my job.
And thanks, I guess we have the thanks to give to LRN Studios for providing some Dunkin' Donuts. And
yes, thank you very much.
Joe there. It's very nice of you guys. Oh, now it was Dale. Flaming Freedom is the
thank
one
you,
brought.
Flaming thank you. Freedom. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and that was fun coming in at the end of your show there. I love listening to your show there, Dale. Good stuff. So I guess, are you going to hang out for another segment, or do you want to?
Yeah, I can hang out as long as you need. Maybe I'll go round up some more people, because this room just isn't full enough.
Yeah, and you guys are all kind of drab out there.
Let's hear some fiend.
Say worms, say worms. Worms, people, worms.
Well, that worked well.
Our live studio audience is hooked to a feeding tube and on life support. Come on, let's get some action here. I mean, there's 100 of you in here. I should. Okay, divide that by 10. Counting the sleeping guy.
Well, this is the most important event at Porkfest, right? Happening
That's right.
Now.
Absolutely, Michael. Michael, we said that.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking in letting us hijack the show for today, but we definitely appreciate all the hard work you put into getting the Fiends together every day. What is he doing? 6 days a week? That's insane.
Yeah, and it is literally like herding cats.
I wonder how he feels when he's not around a microphone.
I think he goes into DTs and starts shaking and starts scratching at the imaginary bugs on his arms. And I knew it was really just a great pleasure to finally meet Michael, mm-hmm. my little ADD buddy.
Squirrel.
The tangent. Yeah. Don't yeah. tangent me, bro.
Don't tangent me, bro. So, yeah, he was just about everything I imagined, to include the shortness.
Okay, see, I was taken aback by the height. I knew he was 5'5", but I didn't know until came in for the hug. It was like I almost took his head off.
Yeah, he was nuzzling my bosom.
Yeah, but it is nice. I mean, and not just Michael Dean, but all the people that you hang out with on the interwebs. You're talking to people online all the time. It's really cool to have everybody meeting at one location.
So yeah.
You can actually...
And Randy's coming next year.
Okay.
And maybe we can get Jack to come up here, too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Jack Johnson, another mm-hmm. one of the Fiends. He's yeah. good. I like listening to him.
Now, I've spoken to Diana before via Skype. Planning for our show for, what was it, last Sunday? She and I did the show right. together. So I've actually spoken to her, but for you, this is the first time we've ever spoken or no, anything like that.
It's
yeah.
strange. I hear you all the time.
Yeah.
I go into work and I download the Freedom Fiends from the night before and I hear you talking, so I almost feel like I know you already.
Yeah, well, like Davi, you, I've met Derek J before. And up until this week, you guys were just the voices in my head.
But we're real. We're very real.
I hope we didn't disappoint.
Oh, no, not one bit. And you're less malignant than the other voices. Because there are voices in there saying, no, go ahead, vote. It'll be okay.
Oh, no.
It'll make a difference.
Yes, that'll change something.
No. Vote harder.
Vote harder. Stop eating bacon.
Those are the evil voices.
Yeah, I take bacon to countermand them. More Freedom Fiends coming up right after this.
Worms!
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 Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
We are back. This is the Freedom Fiends. This is Diana the Laughing Kitty, and I'm here with Lou the
Titanium Meerkat
and Garrett the
Funky Fox.
The Funky Fox. And we are just talking, mainly just talking about Porkfest right now. And I mean, that's pretty much all that is in my consciousness is Porkfest, and I'm going to be sad to leave here. It's just been an amazing experience. It feels like I've made more family than friends. I mean, you know, like the real family, but yeah, so we've been having a really great time here. I think some of us might have been at the karaoke event the other night.
Yeah. There might have been some karaoke going on.
Yeah, I do believe Chandler, who is not up here right now, was part of that, so we can talk about him.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He did Poison by Alice Cooper.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was
a video.
Yep, there is a video.
If there wasn't, it didn't happen.
Yep, that's video right. Or it didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You did. You guys were up there. You got cut off halfway through your song, didn't you?
Yeah, I was doing Blondie's "Heart of Glass,"
and you did a really good job up until that point, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I was kind of finding my groove, and then there you go. It just gets cut off right in the middle. But then my friend Christian and I got up, and he sang "Safety Dance," and we danced all around the stage and everything. It was a blast.
Very, very fun.
The one-hit wonders of the '80s: Men Without Hats are now Men Without Jobs.
And so, Garrett, did you get on stage and sing?
At one point in time, I might have gotten on. I don't know how much singing was going on. But yeah,
I think everybody was singing that song. Yeah,
me and my buddy Ed, we went up there. We did it once last year. We did Afro Man's because I got high. And we just decided we couldn't think of a new song to do, so we just threw that one back out there. And it wound up getting to the point where I just let him do all the singing, and I kind of commentated all the way through it.
So you were backup dancing.
Sure, yeah. I was the guy, like, jumping around, kind of keeping everybody
jump,
rowdy.
Jump around. Jump.
It was
now,
a
that,
lot.
I'm going to have to find that YouTube video. I want to see how. I barely remember it.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. I don't know that he posted it on YouTube. I think he posted it on his Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. There were some amazing talent up there. I had never actually, someone, and I'm not sure what his name was, but someone sang My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
Almost brought me to tears. Like
that guy was good.
Yeah,
he call him Stanley because he nailed it.
Yeah, I guess you got to be if you're going to take after a song like that.
Our luck be a lady tonight. If he could, if he could have done that one up there, oh my God, I'd have thrown myself at him, and I'm straight.
Well, that pork fest will bring that out of you sometimes.
So, yeah, I heard that, like, they were talking about that a little bit on Flaming Freedom, actually. That there are far more men in the movement than there are women, so you might want to be a little flexible, boys.
I'm spoken for.
I'm not going that route, I'm sorry.
Well, did you make it down to the big gay dance party, Lou?
Well, when you say dance party, it's already big and gay in my book, but yes, I did make it down there, and there are pictures of Bill Buepert pole dancing.
Oh, nice.
And Bill Buepert and Michael Dean kind of freaking a little bit. It was, my eyes still hurt.
Define freaking?
I believe Bill gave Michael a kiss on top of the head, and there is a picture of that, and I believe that they were kind of like dancing together closely.
Missed this whole thing.
I was very uncomfortable watching it.
But you did watch.
Yeah.
You were uncomfortable watching, but could not tear your eyes away.
Right. I tried to turn away, but I just couldn't. It was like, it was kind of like
train
that.
Wreck.
Yeah, it was kind of like listening to the Shiny Badges or Quantum Vibe song. You know, it's just, no, make it stop. No, keep going.
Suddenly I want to read this comic.
Well, I did realize after going to the party that I was severely underdressed.
Excuse me for a second. There's a comic? I thought it was just a song. What do you mean you were underdressed?
Well, I was underdressed in terms of flamboyance.
Oh, okay.
But overdressed in every other way.
Okay, yeah.
Like too many clothes.
I had no flamboyance whatsoever. I was just straight, white bread, boring old me.
I might have added some flair to my outfit.
Yeah, just a little. Just a little tap.
Some leg warmers, whatever those things are that go over your wrist.
Thigh-high combat boots?
No combat boots. I was wearing my shoes.
Because I do have a thing for the thigh-high combat boots.
Thigh-high combat
yeah.
boots. That seems uncomfortable.
Yeah, you usually see it on the ANCOM chicks.
Okay. The ANCOM, not the ANCAP.
ANCOM.
Okay.
Yeah, how could we describe them? We don't care for them too much because they're kind of stinky and they're communists. But anyway.
I'm not entirely sure I know what you're talking about.
That's a few episodes back. More Freedom Fiends coming up right after this trip to the market. Live from New Hampshire.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Yeah, Yeah, this whole live radio thing. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Fiends Saturday edition from Porkfest 2014. So excited to be here. And we have a special guest with us here on this segment.
Woof.
Some of you may have heard of this guy. He just barked.
You off. This is Christian Saucier. If the fiends out there who've never been to Porkfest need a reason to come to Porkfest next year, hey, you can get invited on the show. I'm a fan of the show. I'm not even part of the crew. And that's why I say wolf. And they invite me on. This is awesome. I love it.
Yeah, you're definitely not a conformist. You're not going to start meowing at everybody.
Nobody out there who listens to the Freedom Fiend qualifies as a conformist, for sure.
Now, I have to mention this during the show here. I was gaffoiled by you two.
What? You are talking about Pablo?
Yes.
Pablo! I remember Pablo.
I heard Pablo on come on the Freedom Fiends one night, and I was getting very, very excited about who is this Pablo guy?
Yeah, it's the French Canadian Pablo. It's Christian with a thicker accent.
Okay.
I was just supposed to call for like 30 seconds, you know, just to make a little comment, and then Michael kept keeping me on segment after segment. I was like, at some point, I had to come out. I felt the lie had been blown out of proportion. If I didn't come out right there and then it would have been kind of like, you know, fraud or something.
I mean,
that.
You guys had me convinced that you met there on the show.
On the show.
Oh, so we spoiled the romance story there.
That would have been really romantic. Maybe we can make that our story.
Okay.
Yeah.
From now on, we'll lie about that.
Yeah, nobody likes a liar.
No.
So, also, your first Porkfest.
This is my first Porkfest.
A lot of newbies here.
You know, and I've been around the Liberty Movement for you know, over a decade, so I my heart is hardened and convinced of, you know, true fiend. But Porkfest, my first time, and if anyone's looking at, you know, what LibPair would look like,
come here.
This is
come
it.
Here.
This is LibPair for like a week, and you know,
it's beautiful, yeah. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful here. The mountains are beautiful. The stars at night, you can actually see the Milky Way galaxy. It's just incredible.
Oh,
it's like it's just, yeah, it's paradise.
And you know what I saw the other day? Daryl Perry from Free Talk Live was walking around with a, you know, kind of, you know, blue spray. No, it was chalk. And he was walking around the paved roads, and he was actually marking where there's bumps and stuff that people trip over at night.
Oh, wow, yeah, that I tripped over the other night.
So that whole who will build a road thing, you know, we have evidence right here at Porkfest that an anarchist libertarian society can actually maintain and build roads.
I still want my flying car, though.
Yeah. No, that's a disappointment.
Isn't that what they sound like from the Jetsons? Like,
yeah, there you go.
That's the anti-gravity, you know, engine sound.
Yeah, that's what the actual machine does.
Yeah.
The Jetsons. Wouldn't that be nice if we were all flying around in cars? Now I'm thinking of quantum vibe again.
Yeah, oh no.
Traveling around
quantum
in little
vibe.
Bubbles.
So I've been reading Quantum Vibe since, you know, for a little over a year
Have
now.
You? Okay.
And again, right here, I met Scott Beezer. I was able to shake his hand, look
Scott
at him
Beezer,
in the eye.
Scott Beezer, Big Head Press.
At Big Head Press, that's right. From Big Head Press. You know, that song really stucks in your mind. It just doesn't go away.
So what do you guys got going on today?
I don't know. This is that bacon thing I heard about earlier in the previous segment. I think I'm in for some bacon.
Yeah, me too. I need something to balance out the donuts.
Yeah.
You guys are here all night, though, right? You're not leaving until tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
We get one more night to party.
Well, we've got one last night, and tomorrow we've only got like 13 and a half hours of driving to do tomorrow.
That's it. That's all. Yeah.
That's all.
Are you guys going to come down to the Freedom Feud?
What is that?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bob Murphy, he's going to be hosting the Freedom Feud tonight. They did one last year. I missed it last year, but apparently the video is up on YouTube. But they went for like 2.5 hours or something. But, I mean, you guys are aware of the show Family Feud, right?
Of course. Of course.
So, I don't think we're going to have Al Borland come host it or anything.
Who's that?
Al Borland,
I thought it was Richard Dawson or something like that from the original one. I don't know.
There's been a few hosts.
Yeah. I actually dressed up as Richard Dawson last year for a corporate event. I was actually organizing a Family Feud contest.
Oh, interesting.
And it's a whole lot of fun to dress up. You know, you dress up and then you can be stupid and then just blame it on the persona, not on yourself, right? So you make a mistake, you say something dumb, and you go like, oh, yeah, no, that's what Richard Dawson would say.
He was kind of a flirt. Like, he would, the women, like, he'd be all schmoozy with the women. Like,
yep, I did that. I kissed my boss. I know.
So I'm not entirely sure how many teams there are, but I do know we've got a good team. It's going to be me and my fiance Annie over there. And we're also going to have Daryl W. Perry, Brian Hagan, and Robert Mathis. I think I just saw him around here. So it's going to be exciting.
We'll come out and root for you.
We
definitely
will be there. Is there any sort of audience participation in Family Feud? No, just cheering?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think you're actually not supposed to shout out anything.
Oh, really?
Because that gives away the answers. But who knows how this thing's going to go.
I'll watch a show on YouTube before I walk in, just so I don't break the rules.
So, all right. I guess, are you guys already planning on coming back next year? I mean, you got the tattoo already. So
I have to come back, definitely. I think we actually talked about, because we didn't camp, which, you know, I mean, with the weather the way it is now, I mean, it would be awesome to camp, but it was raining earlier in the week, and I was kind of glad I had a motel room, but then we started talking about renting an RV and driving it up here. Yeah.
I saw the Bad Quaker Mobile, and I was in love.
Yep.
I was in love.
Yeah, that's like there's literally a hotel room on wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
right.
it's one that I guess if we rent it, other people have used it, but still.
And I'm thinking, you know, this might be a way to move to New Hampshire, right? I mean, a lot of people are trying to figure out, oh, where am I going to live? You know, it's hard to move. You know, it's a big change in people's lives. Sell what you got. Buy an RV and, come camp out here for a couple of months
down in
and
North
figure
Carolina,
out where you want to be.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, there's great places to go down in North Carolina, too, with an RV.
Definitely.
Mountains and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, I'll actually like to camp, like primitive camp. I mean, I've backpacked before.
Primitive camping with showers.
Well, they call that car camping, but I actually like to backpack and, like, carry all my stuff in and that kind of thing. But for something like this, I don't know. I think I would want...
Yeah, I mean, especially what you're doing all week, too.
Right, yeah. So...
Yeah, I think this is the only camping I've done so far this summer, and most of it has been involved sleeping in somebody else's park model in the air conditioning because it's too hot to stay in the tent.
It's also something you need to practice, right? The first time you camp, I have not camped in a long time, so I know I'd show up here and I'd be like, man, can I borrow your fire kind of thing, you know? But after a couple of times, you know, you know what to bring, become self-sufficient, but until you are, the neighbors become, the community is important.
Yeah. Yes, what a great community we have here, definitely.
Well, everybody's so friendly.
Yeah.
Everybody's got something in common with you right off the bat. Mm-hmm. You're at Pork Fest.
And one of the things that I've like really enjoyed is just meeting different people and hearing different people's views. And, you know, everybody kind of has something to bring to the table, you know, that's unique. And I've really enjoyed meeting people and hearing their stories. And yeah, it's just been incredible.
And, you know, I'm not a gun guy. I've gone to the range and practiced and all that, but I've never owned a weapon myself other than, you know, knives. And I feel really safe here because I walk around the camping ground and I'm like, come on, people, bring it, because there's so many, you know, holstered weapon being carried around.
It's like a very, very peaceful militia running
around. In fact, I feel like I'm in Quantum Vibe, right? I mean, in Quantum Vibe, when they go on that L7 planet or whatever it is, right? You know, people are armed and their society, you know, works like that. And, again, Pork Fest is just, I mean, you live there. Awesome.
So you guys aren't missing your gadgets or anything yet?
Oh, I brought my gadgets with me.
Okay. I've had mine hidden in my duffel bag. I didn't want to take it out.
Mm-hmm. my gadget is roaming, so it drains the battery real fast. So halfway toward the in the day, my gadget's dead. So I'm like, ooh, I am free from my leash. It is a leash. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Now that's liberty.
It's not an exocortex. I thought that's what...
Well, yeah, that's where I store a lot of the stuff I forget.
Yeah.
But then when it runs out of battery, I realize how dumb I am. Jeez.
Yeah, running out of battery is not an option for me. I can't go anywhere without this thing. It'll charge up 100% and last for 3 days. I love it.
Wow.
Perfect phone for Pork Fest. if I could get a signal,
it
would be all that much better. But it's definitely a good picture taker.
There we go.
Yeah, that's an issue, the signal. Yeah.
Lots of pictures being taken at Porkfest. I think there will be a lot of blackmail material being posted on Facebook over the next couple of days.
And not only that, the whole week after Porkfest, you spend all day long on Facebook looking at all these pictures that are getting dumped on there.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it, too. You get to go tag everybody and realize all the other stuff you missed, because there's a million things going on at any given time here at Porkfest.
It is. And, you know, this is my first time, so I don't know what it was like before, but I'm assuming it started small, where it was always, you know, the same people together. But at some point, these events grow so big that, yeah, you can't attend everything. It's multi-track or multi, you know.
I'm not even sure what the count got to.
I don't know.
This year.
That's going to be a good question.
Did we hit 1,000? Well, anybody know? Anybody get a count on the? Okay, well, there's a lot of people.
We'll put some the fiends investigation services, you know, on working on that, and we'll have an answer to that.
I'm glad you're in cahoots with those guys.
we saw some drones earlier, you know, just hovering over the campground. They were private drones, but still.
Okay.
Well, yeah, like those quadcopters, you know, nice. You know, buzzing around. You know, one of them was filming, you know, Bill Buford's, you know, talk. And, okay. You know, Bill Buford sent it a signal. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it's like the middle finger goes up and all the other ones are closed.
Okay.
And the drone went away, so.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if they'll bust that back out during the group photo.
Oh,
that already happened.
The group photo already happened?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a group photo. Were you sitting? If you were sitting down there, you're going to be in the group photo.
Nope, I missed it.
Yeah,
it's cool. I caught the last four group photos.
We'll vouch for your presence at Porkfest.
Just Photoshop me in there.
Yeah.
we'll have to cut it out of one last year's photos or something. But I'm sorry. We did miss the group photo. Oh well, we'll be all right. We have had, this is our fifth year.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Maybe we can give you guys that little origin story. That's where, and this is where Annie and myself and my new fiance met, which is kind of an interesting story I like to tell over and over again.
Well, please tell it.
Okay. So, well, I guess we'll have to save that for the next segment. Cool. Maybe we can get her up here.
I can't wait.
We'll twist her arm and get her to tell the story.
Worms.
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 You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
I don't have the tune right. We're back with the Freedom Fiends, Diana the Laughing Kitty, and we have someone who has joined us. This would be Annie, who is the fiance of Garrett, the Funky Fox.
Yeah, we need to give you a wrestling name. We'll come up with it.
We'll
come
up with
that. Yeah.
And so we were going to talk a little bit about Garrett and Annie's romantic story about meeting here at Porkfest.
It's kind of an exciting thing. You want to go ahead and give your side of the story?
Yeah, we actually met at the original Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party in 2010. At that time, it was held like way in the back. There was a pole, but it was kind of... It was a makeshift party. It was not the big production that it is today.
Left plenty of room for it to get bigger and bigger over the years, that's for sure.
Yeah, we were not dressed up. So there was no doubt in my mind. I knew you weren't gay. If I had met you last year, that I might have been a little confused.
All right. She's referring to my American flag vest that I wore last year that was bedazzled. And your goal shorts.
He also wore my goal shorts, which are my shorts that are a little bit too small for me that I'm trying to fit into, and they fit him perfectly.
So you guys were like Christian and me the first year you didn't dress up.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
And see, it worked out great because my whole idea was, I had a buddy of mine down in Maryland and we heard about this thing called Portfest. We're like, oh, let's go check this out. You know, this could be a lot of fun. You know, maybe there'll be some chicks there. And sure enough, like we show up and it was Annie with her lovely sister and best friend Jenna. So it was like, oh, cool. Three hot chicks. Let's go hang out with them.
And it was our friend Eddie Free who introduced us. So.
Yep.
This is our first year at Porkfest without him, so we do miss him, but yeah. He's in Texas now, so.
Yeah, he's on timeout.
So was it love at first sight or what?
Well, it was tricky because she's from Jersey and I'm from Maryland, so mm-hmm. We had to do a lot of the border hopping to, you know, every once in a while I'd take the trip up to Jersey to see her and then she'd make the trip down to Maryland to see us and then finally, we got her down in Baltimore with me, last February, was it?
March.
March.
Yeah.
Of last year, not this year. But mm-hmm. It's been wonderful ever since we got, you know, our apartment together. She's working down in the city. I'm 5 minutes away from where I work. And we just got a kitty.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, did you see the pictures of
I
the
saw cat? So precious. Absolutely.
We thought about bringing her to Porkfest, but it's just, we're
on
having
a leash.
We're having a hard enough time taking care of ourselves here, let alone.
I don't know if you saw it yet, but my mom posted a picture on Facebook this morning of Kitty. On. So she has like a screen sliding door, and Kitty's all the way at the top, gripping onto it. And the caption said, Garrett and Annie, when are you picking her up?
Oh, no. Oh, I hope she doesn't destroy this screen. So she's climbing up the screen door.
Yes, and she said this is Izzy's new favorite hobby. So
that's kind of awesome. She is such a sweet cat, though. And he just reminded me, I wanted to say real quick, I don't know, Pops, if you're listening, but happy birthday. It's my dad's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Garrett's dad.
So happy birthday from Porkfest, and you know, I'm sure we'll see you sometime this week so we can celebrate properly. But yeah, you just reminded me talking about your mom. So. Yeah, we're going to have to get my parents out here to Porkfest one of these years.
I know. I've been trying to convince my mom. She doesn't believe me that older people come to Porkfest.
Yeah.
But I keep telling her that.
Everybody comes to Porkfest. I'm surprised there hasn't been like a baby born here yet.
Yet. The operative word.
I'm sure I bet there's been quite a few conceived.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
Maybe at that big dome over there. Right. I guess, did you get a chance to make it over to the sex dome yet?
No. I heard there were two, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard there were two. I heard there was one that was a little nicer than the other one. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Competing
sex
domes.
Yeah. Like one kind of more involved cuddling.
Okay.
Oh, a cuddle dome.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So that you can get all your feels on.
Mm-hmm.
Annie, thanks for
we all need
on.
The human touch. Yep. We all need the human touch.
And I guess after this little trip to the market, we'll come back for some more feels and touches.
Yay! Worms.
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 Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
I swear it sounds like we've got a kitty running around the studio right now. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Freedom Fiends live Saturday from Portfest 2014. Glad to be here. We just so happen to have another special guest joining us for this segment. Some of you guys may have heard of a little show called Off the Air Live with Cody O'Connor. Thanks for joining us today, bud.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Garrett. I love talking to you. You know why? Because you make me feel like I'm a star. You came up to me last night and you're like, dude, I've downloaded like every episode of your show. I'm listening to it all the time.
Pretty much, yeah.
And this is what you said. This is what you said to me last year. It's like you like to listen during work, but then all of a sudden you start developing like an attitude towards everybody.
Okay. Yes. All right. So you have a very, very sarcastic tone about you. Just the way you're reading about certain stories. I couldn't give it justice the way you do it, but I'll be sitting there listening to you, and then my boss will come in and he'll say, you know, when's this going to be done or something like that. And I just have to turn around and cop this serious attitude with them. Like, I get so sarcastic and I swear I'm going to lose my job one of these days because of it.
It's one of those things where, like, you know, everybody's got their little tics and things that make them, right?
Sure.
But you don't always notice them. And I didn't know until recently that I was a sarcastic person who can tend to be, I don't know, maybe a little condescending without knowing it.
Okay.
Like, I remember one situation where I was a lot younger than this, but I went to the movies, and I went with a friend who was under the age of 17 or whatever, because you can't see blood and guts until you're old enough, right?
Sure, sure.
God forbid. And I remember he got busted, but I got in trouble too just because I was there. I was over 18 at the time.
All right.
And I remember I was chatting back and forth with the guy who, you know, busted everybody, and he was convinced that I was the one who bought the dude the ticket. So
yeah, you're the ringleader.
I'm just like, nope, that wasn't me. Sorry, I didn't do it. Nope. Can I go watch the movie? Like, this is kind of dumb. And in my head, I thought it was being polite, which is not the case.
See, just wait. Okay, this is kind of dumb. Exactly.
Like, well, it's like when I know I'm right, and you're just giving me all these accusations. Okay. It's tough to be all the way polite.
So, did you get to watch the movie?
Might have. I'm sure the movie sucked. I'm sure it was totally not worth it. There's a thing when you're a kid where you're like, seeing a rated R movie has some kind of excitement to it.
Sure.
Forbidden fruit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. If they just lowered like the smoking age to zero, no one would ever want a cigarette.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just get rid of the age altogether.
Bring the vending machines back and everything.
Might as well. Let's go back to that time. Where everything is sponsored by cigarettes again. I mean, I feel like one thing that NASCAR
sporting
has
events.
One thing that NASCAR has right is that, and I love this, where these cars that are driving 100 miles an hour are all sponsored by beer companies.
Yes, scored right on the side. Yeah.
Yes, drunk driving brought to you by Budweiser.
Wait, isn't there a Dogecoin car now?
There was. It raced in Talladega a couple of two months
that's
ago.
That's not NASCAR. Or is
oh,
it?
Sure.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
And I actually lived in a racing town for quite a number of years. It was Martinsville, Virginia, where the Martinsville Speedway
sure.
is.
Yep.
And I never once saw a race. Not once. I would hear them.
You're just missing a bunch of left-hand turns.
Here's what I don't get about NASCAR, is that before every race, they do that thing where they do the prayer to the God and all that stuff, you know. Hey, Jesus, make sure you take the wheel if somebody has an accident. But it's like they're praying, and yet deep deep-seated down somewhere lower, they know they're going to go crazy when somebody flips and catches on fire.
Sure.
That's the exact reason why they went there. So it seems like they're being a little bit disingenuous to their Lord and Savior.
Jesus, please make them wreck. Please, please make my money worth it.
That's pretty sad, isn't it? That's the only reason people watch NASCAR is they want to see something flipping through the sky, catching on fire, and maybe a body come flying out of it.
Oh, yeah. That's way more exciting than a regular day job in a cubicle.
So, Cody, off the air life, how long have you been doing this show?
Well, I've been doing radio for about 7 years. I used to do a show before Off the Air Live called The Cody O'Connor Show.
Right.
So, that was back in 2007, so I was 17 when I first started doing podcasting.
Okay.
And there weren't that many other shows out there. There was Free Talk Live. There was a few shows that aren't even around anymore. I remember like Jimmy Doan. I don't know what happened to that dude.
Okay.
I was like one of maybe five libertarian podcasts at the time. And I did that for about a year, did 100 episodes. And I kind of got burnt out on the politics because that'll happen when
it's not a lot of fun to talk about.
Twice a week when you're talking about, you know, well, this dog got shot. That's miserable, you know.
Yeah.
So you get kind of sick of it. So I kind of ended the show and rebranded myself as Off the Air Live strictly as a comedy show. I was going to try something completely new. What I realized is the difference between going from libertarian podcast to comedy podcast is at the time there was like five liberty shows, 500 comedy shows.
Sure. Yeah.
So I did that for, maybe a year or two, where I decided after that, I need to find some kind of niche, you know, some kind of niche market. So I go, well, I've done the libertarian thing. I've done the comedy thing. Why not mesh the two? So I kept the name Off the Air Live, but I kind of just like brought back some of the political stuff.
Sure.
And not a condescending type of way, more of like a Carlin or how Hicks would talk about politics, like in a fun way.
Sure, yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do. I am on LRN.fm now. I think I'm closing up on maybe 2 years on LRN. It's been a while now. I think in October it'll be 2 years.
You've got a couple of co-hosts now, almost unofficial co-hosts.
I don't know if I'd call them co-hosts or chronic callers.
Because it is a call-in show.
Yeah.
And you guys have a lot of fun, I can tell.
And I hear there's some crossover, because I get Liberty Phoenix and Nathan a lot.
Sure.
And evidently they call this show too, which I found out yesterday, so it made me feel a little bit less special, but you know, that's okay. Liberty Phoenix is out there. Anytime there's a call-in number, he's dialing it.
Yeah, I know, because I came on your show one time. I Skyped you right in the beginning of the show. I wanted to get on there before everybody else showed up, all the Nates and
yes,
the Nathans.
The parade of Nathans. That is something that happens every 11:30 on OTEL.
It's at that time. Is that the witching hour during your show?
Yes. Okay. It's one of those things. If it doesn't happen, I'm like, oh, my God, where are my people? Are they hurt? Should I call them?
And then you're just a boy with his thoughts all by himself.
Which can go either really good or really bad, depending on how much booze. Don't drink that much alone. That's one thing I've learned from doing the show. It can go from amazing to terrible in like 5 seconds.
Just with the press of a button, it can all get screwed up, right?
Yes. So, but you know, it's always fun radio to see a man fall apart.
Oh, God.
So, offtheairlive.com if you want to check that out.
I highly suggest it, people. I, like I said, you know, what we were talking about last night, I think I have every single episode, at least for the past year, on my computer at work. You know, and I see you post on the free podcast page on Facebook.
That is a really, really fun group.
You know?
If you're looking for updates, because I know Facebook is really bad about pages,
yep,
giving exposure to people. If you want to know when a libertarian podcast has a new episode up, join that free podcast group.
Yep.
I don't know how many members we have, but I'm sure we can have a bunch more.
It's almost up to 60 or something like that. And I was actually kind of surprised because I started that maybe 2 years ago and there was three of us on there. And then it got to the point where people who do podcasts, they have their buddies who do podcasts. And now everybody's posting all their stuff on this one page. And it is really good because, that's where we've been posting our Babecast thing, our show, if you want to call it that, on the free podcast page.
Yep.
It gets everybody kind of sharing their stuff. So
Yeah, which is what we need. I mean, here's the thing is, yeah, there is the slight problem of everybody having a podcast now, but there's there's enough people where we don't have to be as cutthroat as we think we need to be.
Yeah.
We don't need to be podcast enemies. I can come across enemy lines to Freedom Fiends, and it's not going to be a big deal. You
right.
know?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get a chance to meet Michael Dean?
I did. Oh, what a nice guy he is.
Isn't he fun?
And he said that I'm funny, which was very nice of him.
That's a compliment, yeah.
Speaking of you being funny, how'd you do on your little stand-up thing?
Oh, yeah. So for people that don't know, there was an event Thursday night called Poor Comedy. And I was so happy to be added to the roster for that. I saw it was added to the schedule pretty late, like 4 weeks ago maybe. And I noticed it and I was like, oh, comedy show. So I posted on Facebook. I was like, who is running this? Why am I not performing? And then literally like 20 minutes later, they gave me a set.
Yeah.
So it went phenomenal. It has been filmed. Rob Mathias filmed the whole thing. So excellent. That's going to be up online at some point.
Cool.
And I'm going to try and find a link to that and put it up on the interwebs for everybody.
Good. Looking forward to seeing it for sure.
Yeah. I hate I missed that. I would have loved to have seen that.
It was a good comedy show. I've been saying we need more like entertaining events like that at Porkfest. That's the type of stuff that I'm into. I love the stand-up comedy. I'd love to see more live music in the future. Yeah. Some like full bands again. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the acoustic acts too, but I want something loud. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was looking at your Rush t-shirt. I think we should have Rush.
We should. We should.
Yeah, we'll just pay for their place to stay, and I'm sure they'll come do it.
Yeah, they can stay down at the Lancaster Motor Inn.
Neil Peart's a libertarian, so it works out.
Yeah,
yeah, it works out.
Yeah.
So, did you, if I remember correctly, you just saw a real big fish like three times in a row?
Well, first of all, I've seen Rush twice. Okay. Which is not nearly enough times. And now I've seen Real Big Fish three times. I'm a super big ska fan.
Yeah. It's fun to
and I think there's another group I'm a part of called Rudy's for Liberty. So I think there's a crossover there too. If you're a libertarian, you might be polyamorous. That's pretty likely. It's likely you're into ska music. It's mandatory you're into bacon. So those. Yeah.
I don't think you're not officially a libertarian though yet because you haven't watched Firefly.
That's the thing that I'm missing. I've seen an episode and a half. Is that not going to cut it?
It's not going to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, when I get home, I'll make sure I do that so I can have my Liberty card.
Yeah, that was part of my initiation, definitely.
Skype me so we can watch it together. I'll watch it again.
Okay.
It's so funny. I always hear you complaining about that show, and it's like, no, Cody, you don't understand. That show is so awesome.
Garrett, didn't you bring a Firefly board game here?
I did.
I heard that.
I did, and failed miserably at getting it set up to go play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was more interested in staying dry and getting.
Oh, right, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
That was going to be on Wednesday night.
That was supposed to be Wednesday at noon, yeah.
Oh, and it was.
One. Oh, okay.
It was raining
all day. That's when I showed up, too.
Same here.
Great way to start Porkfest.
Yep, everything's soggy. Just get used to it.
I heard you were trying to pitch your tent and it was soaked.
Yeah.
I got to hear this story.
Well, apparently being drunk, like stumbling, falling over drunk in the rain, trying to set up your tent when you want to go to sleep is the worst thing you can do. So I eventually just wound up sleeping in my Jeep. So at least it had AC.
You know, that's similar to what my mom wanted me to do. She calls me. She's like, have you seen the weather reports? There's going to be thunder. There's going to be lightning. And here's the deal. I don't want you to die. I hope you better sleep in the car tonight. Little did she know I was in the tent and high on psychedelic mushrooms. Screw you, Mom. You're never going to hear this.
Thanks a lot for sitting down.
You hope, anyway.
Worms. We'll be back in a few here.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed,
buy sheep for sheep on sheep,
and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Hey, this is Squisklar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now. So there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Meow.
It's like a meow mix commercial.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the Freedom Fiends. This is Lusander Fiend sitting in for Garrett, who just stepped outside for a moment. And we have Diana Kyler, the Laughing Kitty. We have Cody from
Off the Air Live.
Off the Air Live.
I suffer from CRS. Can't remember stuff. Do you have a wrestling animal name yet?
I don't have a wrestling animal name yet.
Okay, maybe we can.
I have nicknames. You could call me Codewa.
Code what?
Codewa.
Codewa?
Okay. Codewa. C-O-D-W-A-H.
Okay.
If you want to. I'm not going to make
Codewa.
It.
Codewa. No, this is perfect. Nobody gets forced to do anything here. And I'm going to do a nice little recap tomorrow with Ben Stone on the Sunday show. And basically just talk about our experience at Porkfest. This is my first one. Ben's been here three times. Diana, this is your first. Cody, you've been here 1,000 times, even though this is only the 11th one.
Twice.
Oh.
Twice?
Twice. That's it.
Okay, 500 times.
I'll take that. Yeah, sure.
And I'm going to do a little shameless self-promotion in this segment here. The Michigan Peace of Liberty Coalition, you may have heard this commercial a little while back, is having its second annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest this October 22nd through 25th. It starts Friday at 10 a.m. It goes until Monday at noon. The cost is $45 for the admission, the camping. Only thing you have to do is pay the $45, bring your tent, bring some food. There will be people serving food there. I don't think it'll be vendors like we have here, because this is just like the market is running around here. And the market is everywhere.
It's Liberty Mecca.
It's Liberty Mecca.
That's right.
Yeah, so basically I get down on my knees five times a day and pray to the bonfire.
As you should.
Yeah. But yeah, if you can get out to the Liberty Fest this year, it's going to be just outside of Kalamazoo, Michigan at the Circle Pine Center. And for more information, you can go to miplc.org. That's Mike, India, Papa, Lima, Charlie.org.
Kalamazoo is where in Michigan?
That is in the southwest corner. So for the Chicago folks that didn't want to come out last year because they didn't want to do the 4.5 hours, it's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Come on out. Even Liberty Phoenix.
And also, will it be hot that time of year?
Last year, it was nice and warm during the day, but it was wonderful, beautiful sleeping weather at night.
Can you see the stars like you can here?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
It's nice and clear over there. It's peaceful. The property is huge. It's got a lake with a nice little walk to get to it. They have canoes that will be complimentary. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time. And bacon.
Lots of bacon. Bacon.
And it doesn't matter if you're an OG libertarian or just anarcho-curious. Come check it out. Here, have some voluntarism.
So you may have already said this, and I apologize if I missed it, but it's for how long is it?
It's from Friday at 10 a.m. it starts and goes until Monday at noon.
Okay.
And cool. I also have to add that there's a 20% alternative currency discount. If
right
you pay
on.
With Bitcoin or if you pay with silver, old people's Bitcoin. So, and you could also use FRN. So you can use shiny metallic stuff. You can use ones and zeros or just straight up zeros. So, and I have a very good authority that there will be some fiends out there.
I'm planning on going.
More than just one fiend.
Yeah, that's right. There'll be at least two, I think.
At least three that I know of, possibly four.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there'll be fiends there, so you'll have to come.
And there will be a live Sunday broadcast from the event, internet providing. So how about you, Cody? Where are you from? Are you here in New Hampshire?
I live in Westbrook, Maine, which is right next to Portland, Maine.
Okay. Hey, do that drive. Come on, come down there for that 18-hour trip.
Sounds lovely.
Or maybe 20.
Well, once they get that whole teleportation thing down, I will be right there.
That's how I felt about Porkfest this year, because it was a nice long drive, and I had to go through New Yorkistan, and it just made me feel dirty.
There's some states where you just want to figure out a way to hop over it. I totally know what you're saying.
South Carolina.
I considered going through Canuckistan, but I just didn't want to deal with the border checkpoints. You know, they might have some arbitrary limit coming back into New York about how much bacon you can bring in.
For me, they've always been particular about fruit. I remember that when I went into Canada. They're like, do you have any fruit that you're bringing with you? Some fruit contraband.
Okay, from what I had heard, they're not so bad going into Canada. It's just coming back into the States. All right, more Freedom Fiends after this. Lusander Fiend, I'm out. I'm going to Bacon Fest. And also, I have Leftover Fest tonight around 7 p.m. Come on down.
Worms.
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 You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You guys know that sound. That's the Freedom Fiends coming back here. We got a couple more segments left. Cody, thanks for hanging out for another one.
Absolutely.
So I guess we just got a call. Apparently Michael Dean is currently listening to us, which is a little scary.
Yeah, on his grandpa's on his grandpa's jitterbug.
Through the LRN listen line.
Yeah.
Which it's funny. You can actually call in from a phone to listen to the LRN shows.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I always wondered if anybody ever did that.
I thought it was just there now for we know. Good measure. It's kind of like having a mailbox nowadays. I mean, who needs mail anymore? It's like anytime I go check the mailbox, I open it up and it's like, cool, thanks, post office. I'll throw this away.
Right, exactly.
So, okay, Michael Dean, glad you're listening. Hope you have a good trip through the airport there. I know TSA can be a bit finicky. I'm sure you're on a list.
I heard you should wear a kilt the proper way to avoid any issues.
So how does one wear a kilt properly?
Well, you know, I'm sure you've heard.
I guess that means...
Commando.
Okay, commando. Yeah. All right. That could get a little breezy. I don't know how comfortable I'd be doing something like that. Need a little support, you know? Don't want stuff swinging down by your kneecaps.
Okay. We'll have to get Annie back on to verify.
So I guess we're going to go have a little bacon fest after this, like Lou was just mentioning.
Yep.
That's going to be pretty exciting. It keeps getting me hungry every time I stop thinking about food. He's like, oh, yeah, and bacon, by the way.
I'm pretty sure that's been a staple of my diet this entire week.
Yeah.
And I'm so okay with that.
I've only had one breakfast sandwich with some bacon on it. I need to fill my quota, I guess.
There's a guy, and I'm so sorry, I don't remember the name of his place, but he makes the best BLTs over in Agoura Valley.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what would be really hilarious? If somebody made a graphic that was the Pork Fest food pyramid, and it's just you throw away what, you know, the regular food pyramid is, and on the bottom it's bacon, and then above that it's more bacon.
Sure.
And booze, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Alcohol is definitely on the food pyramid.
And other choice substances.
It doesn't matter if that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I guess we would have to throw in the juice caboose there, too. That's been my primary dietary intake.
Yeah.
It's like the breakfast. One thing with vitamins.
Yeah. Give me my nutrients. And the Tropical Delight was certainly delightful, too. Have you tried it yet?
Hence the name. Yes. No, I haven't actually. I've had I've partaken in some delicious Italian ice, and also some agorist, voluntarist, libertarian themed names of ice cream as well. Yeah, I had a Von Mises mint chocolate chip the other night.
Interesting. Okay.
It's delicious.
Now I want ice cream.
Oh, God.
We can all go after this.
Yeah.
Can we just put, like, some bacon on top of the ice cream?
I think that would be really good, actually.
Call it a day.
Yeah. It's everything that libertarians crave.
Is that another Idiocracy reference?
No. Yeah.
Oh, no, I have to watch that movie. I've never seen it.
Oh, missing out.
It's a good one.
It's the same guy that did Office Space, right?
Mike Judge.
Mike Judge, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's weird. That was like an underrated movie. I don't ever remember seeing like trailers for it or anything. Just all of a sudden it was like, okay, there's this movie called Idiocracy.
Have either of you guys seen Silicon Valley?
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, isn't that a new show on HBO right now?
I'm only three episodes in now.
Is Mike Judge doing that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, then I will check it out.
It's hilarious. It's so good. So good.
So it's Silicon Valley. That's where all the, you know, the startup companies come from with their little, you know, their cell phone apps, their little tech apps. And so I guess the main premise of it is this one kid, he finally figures out how to, like, I guess you don't really need to know all the tech stuff for it to be funny, but he basically designs this compressionless music search thing that can be used for like a whole bunch of other different types of technologies and stuff. So long story short, the guy winds up getting an offer to somebody wants to buy his company for, I think it was, what, $10 million?
Yeah, it was the head of the company that he works for that wanted to buy out the rights for his new invention. And then he had some competing offers.
It is really good. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons we actually still have cable at home.
Yeah, that, me too.
Your other favorite show, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Well, here's my deal is whenever I'm watching anything that's not Breaking Bad, I feel like I'm being a traitor to my favorite show. Okay. Like, I'm not allowed to be watching other television.
I know. Breaking Bad, I miss it so much. I heard a rumor they were going to bring it back.
Oh, we just Better Call Saul. Better Call Saul is coming back.
Yeah, well, I heard that. But I heard another one that, what is the guy's name that plays Walter White? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, I heard that he mentioned something about
Bryan Cranston,
thank you very much, that he kind of like sort of hinted that there might be more for Breaking Bad.
Oh, there was. I heard something they were going to do. What's the lawyer's name?
Better Call Saul. They're definitely doing that.
That's definitely happening. Yeah. I've seen pictures from the production and all that stuff.
Oh, good.
As far as what Bryan Cranston said, I'm pretty sure he
heard that too.
I want to say he was trolling.
Okay.
Wait, what did
probably
you say?
They were asking, well, do we really know if
he's dead?
Spoiler alert, by the way. Do we really know what happened at the end?
Okay,
I'll put it that way. And he goes, I don't know. Anything could happen, basically.
Yeah.
But here's what I think. The ending was very definitive.
Mm-hmm. I think
the best way I can put it without giving anything away.
Sure.
There was closure.
Yeah.
Lots of closure.
I think at this point, if you haven't finished Breaking Bad, you don't have the spoiler alert excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to not finish that show.
Right. Yeah. It's a binge watcher.
So how many times have you gone through the whole season?
3 or 4 times.
Okay. All right. That's not too bad. You might have a problem.
Are there people who do that more than me?
So you've been through Breaking Bad, the whole series, three or four times?
Well, here's the reason why is because every time a new season comes out, I want to watch it straight from the beginning.
Yeah.
That way, because, like, the thing is, I got into the series maybe 3 seasons into it, so I was used to the whole binge-watching thing.
Yeah.
And then I watched season 5, on TV. But it's a whole different dynamic when you have to wait an entire week for the next episode.
It's excruciating.
So it's like, I'll do that, but then I'm going to go back, start from the beginning, and then watch it the way it's supposed to be watched, which is in your underwear all at once.
Exactly. With dominoes at the ready.
Yes.
That's kind of how I felt about Firefly when I was watching that. I hate to admit it. But, you know what? You know what the other one?
We're getting an L over here.
Well, I keep hearing you bad-mouthing a little show by the name of Under the Dome.
I don't think I've been bad-mouthing it.
I heard you say
Are
something
you sure?
One day.
I might have made fun of it out of my own ignorance.
Yeah, so is that still on?
Yeah, but it's like in between seasons.
Okay, okay, yeah.
So basically, I don't know if you know the premise of
right,
that.
Right, I do, yeah.
There's basically this gigantic-looking contact lens thing that lands over top of this small farm town, and everybody's got to figure out how to survive.
Nobody knows where it came from or why or anything like that.
I actually Googled the book and
you did. Stephen King. It's based on a Stephen King book.
But when we just finished, they were bringing the gulags back. Is that what they're called? Where you get hanged?
I think so.
It's a gulag.
Gallows.
Okay. Yes. So that's why I need to quit drinking all the time.
Oh, I know exactly how you feel. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, my brain is just full of mud, or there's no gray matter in there anymore.
Yeah, and the sad part is you have to start drinking again to get rid of the hangover.
Hair of the dog. That's what they call it. Yeah.
I was chasing my tail a little bit.
I hear if you keep telling yourself that you don't have a problem, then it's totally fine.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Oh, it's almost like you read my mind.
We have an enabler over here.
It's medicine.
That's Johnny Walker. So, so harsh.
But so good.
Thanks, buddy.
Johnny Walker, a harsh mistress.
All right, so does anybody know, do they have poster board for sale here or anything? We got to make a sign for our Freedom Feud team.
You could use that Dunkin' Donuts box.
I was
there. You go.
That might
be scrape off that chocolate sauce.
I'll take the chocolate. Like, just please save that.
Don't put it to waste.
So, did you meet Walter White last night at the Big Gay Dance?
I saw the picture that you put on Facebook.
Okay.
We were just talking about you, Walter White.
Yeah, that was.
If somebody told me Walter White was going to be there, I totally would have dressed up, done the whole thing.
I did meth for the first time.
How was your experience? You know, everyone says meth is a great rave drug. So
it tasted a lot like a blue Jolly Rancher. Just want to put that out there.
they were Jolly Ranchers, but it still gave you the vibe.
Here's how I picture doing meth at a rave: like you're jumping, and then one by one, your teeth just start falling out.
Yeah, from the impact.
See, that's the worst part about it right there, too. I think that might have been one of the main reasons I've never experimented with any sort of thing in the methamphetamine world, because I like my teeth.
Yeah.
I don't
very
like
nice
open
teeth.
Sores on my face or anything.
Right. Oh,
we're gonna make sure that doesn't go out on there. Yeah, that's our good buddy Ed over there. He dressed up as Walter White last night and was handing everybody candy down at the Big Gay Dance Party. That was very, very cool. Did you get a chance to see our karaoke?
No.
Oh, man.
No, yes. I was doing the show during karaoke.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I heard it from here. And let me tell you, it was bad.
there were some that were really good. Yeah.
Because I didn't know it was karaoke at first. I was like, oh my God, is somebody
screaming?
Is somebody
down
in
there?
Trouble? do we need to call an ambulance? Is someone hurt? Nope, they're just trying to sing.
That was a wildcat out in the woods.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Cody. I'm glad you enjoyed it. you got your show tonight, right?
Yes.
Okay, back here, 10 o'clock?
Right here, LRN.FM, 10 p.m., right after Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so the listeners can't see I'm actually pointing to the LRN studio. But that's at the top of the hill. I guess if you haven't found this place yet, you'll know it tonight. You'll hear all the hysterical laughter out the windows when you come back on and do your show.
I'm so pumped, man. This is the most radio I've done at Porkfest. I did Corey's show last night.
Oh,
that was a blast. I was on Free Talk Live Thursday, right before doing my show. I love it. I'm loving it.
So, yeah, you seem to have a thing for the microphone, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's the girlfriend is here, and then the microphone is here, and it's like, which one? I'm just kidding. She's so sad.
I actually got to be
this
on
thing
another...
doesn't talk back, though. That's no. Not, you know.
I actually got to be on another radio show, the Angel Clark show, yesterday. That was my first
I'm not allowed.
Like non-Freedom Fiend show.
I'm not allowed.
Oh.
And with that being said, we're going to go take a little break. We'll be right back, guys.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends.
and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
I'm sorry, people.
There's the laughing kitty. Were you laughing kitty?
Laughing kitty.
And I'm Garrett, the Funky Fox, and we got Annie to come back up for this last little segment, and we got her. I think we nailed down your animal wrestling name. You might have the best one.
I know. Yeah. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go with the luscious lynx.
I like it.
And so a lynx is, that's a big cat, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. It falls in line with the whole theme of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to clarify, when I call myself the Funky Fox, it's, you got to think like disco.
Yes. Right.
Not stinky.
Right. Yeah.
Nastiness.
For the record, that's exactly what I thought when I heard your name.
Oh,
Funky.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
disco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like to think I got a little soul, a little funk, a little stank.
After camping for several days.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I actually did manage to get a shower in this week.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Good.
So the trailer park model that we have has a freezing cold shower. Oh, yeah. And they told me it was cold, but nothing could have prepared me for going in there this morning. I went into shock, I think.
It's so borderline cold. Frozen. Like, it's almost ice coming out
gosh.
Of the closet. But I'll tell you what, it'll wake you up real quick. You got all this really freezing cold water dripping down you. I mean, it's kind of like what you were saying. You had to like stand outside of the water and just dunk your head under it.
Yeah, and I had all this colorful hair chalk in my hair from the dance party last night, so I was like, I have to wash my hair. I need to make this happen.
So I'm sure you had like a nice little rainbow puddle in the bottom of the shower.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad it washed out good.
Yeah, and so I don't know if the bathrooms in the public bathrooms are working again.
I'm not sure.
I was not about to walk up there again and be disappointed that I couldn't take a shower there. So.
It's a long walk to take only to be turned around by an out of order sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of angry yesterday. I tried like 3 different of the public bathrooms when I was out there, and I came back and I was like, I want to go home.
Let's get out of here.
I can't do this anymore.
I need my creature comforts.
Yeah, well, luckily we are staying on a site that has a park model, so we haven't had to go very far. We've actually had a functioning bathroom this entire time, so I don't know how some of the other people out there in the Porkfest land are doing it, but...
Yeah, well, I'm staying in a motel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So you really got the luxury.
Well, luxury's probably going a little too far to describe my accommodations. But it's nice enough.
What motel are you staying at?
At the Lancaster Motor Inn.
Oh, so you're not mm-hmm. even on the campgrounds here.
No. We kind of dragged our feet and didn't, you know, register for something quickly enough. So.
Likewise. That was our problem, too.
Right.
What, we didn't nail down our place to stay until, what, like 2 weeks ago or something?
Yeah. The wonders of Facebook. I posted on there, I need a place to stay for Porkfest. And our friends came through.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have a park
yeah, there
and
you
like,
go. Yeah.
And this is great.
And I think, and they're all bailing on us today. Because Davi's already left, and then Nick and Ruby, you said, they just came back and said, we can't do it anymore. We're done. Oh. We're all Porkfested out.
So they're leaving a night early.
Lightweights.
Yeah, so now we get the whole park model onto ourselves.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, so they've been here the whole week, so I think that they are a little bit over it.
Yeah, oh, that's true, yeah. I think we've been here the same length of time. I came in on Wednesday afternoon, yeah.
You really do have to pace yourself. I mean, there is a darker side to, you know, drinking and partying all night, every day.
I was thinking this morning how different I feel today compared to when we did the Angel Clark show on
Wednesday or Thursday.
It's all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and it's sunny here. Yeah. Beautiful, Lancaster, New Hampshire. And I'm like, oh, my God. Porkfest has beaten me down.
So when you guys have been here before, have you stayed for the whole week?
Yeah.
Before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first year I get. Well, you came late one year.
Yeah.
Man,
I know.
Over.
Yeah. Aww. It went by really fast.
It does. It goes by so quick.
Yeah. Except at night.
Well, ladies, it's been a pleasure hanging with you. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Cody and all the other people that were hopping on here, helping us not have to do all the talking.
That's right. Thank you. It's a fun show.
Make sure you tune back in tomorrow for Lou and Ben Stone are going to be doing the Fiends.
That's right. Worms.
Worms.